Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Wild Place by Christian White, published by Affirm Press in 2022. Today's book is all about the satanic panic, suburbia, and a missing teenager. It's summer in 1989 in a Melbourne suburb of Camp Hill, when a local teenage girl, Tracy, goes missing. But the police have dismissed her mother's concerns. They're convinced that Tracy has just run away and will be back soon. However, her mother still thinks something bad has happened to her daughter, and when one of Tracy's teachers, Tom, finds out that she's missing, he decides to help the investigation. Firstly, by trying to enlist the local neighbourhood watch group of the street to spread the word with the intention of finding fresh clues. Tom, on holidays himself, becomes increasingly obsessed with finding Tracy. This is also the late 80s, in the days of the satanic panic, when anyone who wore a lot of black and listened to heavy metal was declared a Satanist and a menace to society. And a boy who lives in the house next door to Tom fits this description perfectly. So when a connection is found between Tracy and the boy, everyone jumps to conclusions. But is there more going on under the covers of this normal suburban street than anyone realises? Wild Place is a thriller about the facade of suburbia and jumping to conclusions. It's about lies and secrets and betrayal. While everyone has nice houses and well-kept lawns, behind closed doors there are affairs, drug dealing, alcoholism and domestic violence. In Wild Place, no one is squeaky clean. Everyone has their own secret, and the secrets get darker as the book progresses to a surprising twist. The name of the book, Wild Place, refers to a nature reserve, a few acres of bushland, known as Wild Place, which sits behind the houses of Keel Street. It's a place to meet secretly, a place where you can spy on the houses, and a place to hide things. And of course, the book, with its references to the satanic panic, is also about scapegoats and how it's easy to blame the outsider. How people prefer to point to the weird guy rather than look under the surface at the hypocrisy of their neighbours. The main character, Tom, is a teacher at the same Christian school he attended as a kid, where he was bullied for his Tourette's. He's become obsessed with the missing girl as a way to prove himself, because even now his own sons accuse him of being weak and his marriage is beginning to crack. If he finds Tracy, perhaps he can fix everything and become the man he's always hoped he'd be. And Wild Place is also about parents and their willingness to protect their children from harm and from blame, and to seek out revenge when they feel they've been wronged. So if you like suburban secrets, Australia in the 1980s, pentagrams, scapegoats and revenge, perhaps you should check out Wild Place by Christian White. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.